Welcome to the Intentional Living Center. Dr. Randy here. You know, loneliness is a pervasive problem in our culture, and the only way to deal with loneliness is to be intentional. We're going to talk about that today. 60% of Americans report feeling lonely, disconnected. Mother Teresa made the statement that loneliness and the feeling of being unwanted is the most terrible poverty of all. And wow, that's a powerful statement, isn't it? So let me ask you this. Which age group do you think is most vulnerable to this thing of loneliness and why? Is it the younger folks, the middle age, the older folks? Who is it and why? We're going to talk about that. And what is the difference between loneliness and depression? There is a difference, even though there's a lot of overlap. We're going to talk about all that. If you know someone who is experiencing loneliness, you experience it. We're going to help you today. We're going to do this as a community. I'd love to have you join us. If you can share one thing succinctly on the air here with me, one thing that you do to confront loneliness in your life, really practical thing. 888-888-1717. Let's go.
This is Michelle. My experience with loneliness over the years is become an awareness that I can be lonely in a group of people, including my own family. It's a sense of disconnection. And so I'm not connecting with people's hearts and minds. I can feel lonely at work with a bunch of coworkers because of a lack of connection. And so being alone at home, I've been practicing sitting with that feeling when I feel it at home, getting home from work, being away from people. And I've come to realize that this lack of connection is also a lack of connection with God, His love that would fill me. And I think it's the human plight that causes to try to run from the pain of disconnection. And so I have compassion for everyone on the planet. We all struggled with this at some level. So I've learned to call friends and talk with them on a somewhat regular basis. I've learned to go online and listen to inspirational speakers, listen to Christian radio and other people talking so I don't feel so alone in my house when I am home. And of course, it's drawn me closer to the Lord than ever before because His love is the love I've been desperately seeking all my life. But I need to get it from my head, the intellectual knowing, to my heart, a really feeling of His love. So that's what's going to heal me. And it's a process. It's not an event. Having an intellectual knowing doesn't fix it. I have to practice conscious contact with God every day and practice focusing on the truth of His love every day so He can heal me with it. And then when I have that, then I have something to give to the rest of the world. So truly, I'm learning to love God. I'm learning to love myself. And then I'll actually have some true love to give to my neighbor as myself.
That's great, Michelle. You just gave a whole lesson, I mean, a powerful lesson on the reality of loneliness and how it can affect our lives. And when we look at the statistics, what age group is most vulnerable to this thing of loneliness? Twice as many young people, younger adults, we're talking about like 18 into the 20s, sort of the Gen Z crowd here, 79% report loneliness, as opposed to the older folks here above 60, about 41%. You would think it'd be different. Now, the research shows that, you know, as we get older, there can be health issues, a loss of a spouse. These are the things that tend to impact older people. But young people, the research is pretty clear. Not only the stress of getting in relationship and connecting with people, but COVID, the pandemic, just threw a real monkey wrench, as they say, into the whole works of this deal. And it's very clear. It said about 65% of parents and guardians are classified as lonely. But it goes on to say here that what really threw the young people into this problem had to do with the pandemic. A lot of disconnection, of course, now with social media. There's a lack of connection. Michelle just talked about that not being connected with other people. Now, before we get to our calls, by the way, the phone line's open. If you get a busy signal, just hang up and keep calling because I want to hear one thing you're doing, really practical thing that helps you with loneliness. at 888-888-1717. But I look at loneliness kind of in three categories. Some of you are lonely because you have to do everything alone. Maybe you're a single mom or dad. You have to do the traveling. You have to do the finances. And you just are disconnected as a result of all of the busyness in your life that you're kind of carrying that load alone and you're feeling it. The one thing solution intentionally for you is to get some support for yourself. Be honest to say, I need to get connected with some other people. You need a break. You need to do whatever you can do. And what an opportunity in our churches to reach out and help some of these single moms and dads who are really overwhelmed and struggling and can feel very lonely. And those of us who've had people in our own family that have been through this, you know how stressful that can be. But for you, you need that sense of support and that sense of connection. Now, some of you are experiencing loneliness because you're feeling stuck. Maybe it has been as a result of the death of your spouse. You've been together many years. Maybe you're getting older and there's been a loss or decline in health. There's been some change in your life. It's not because you're overloaded with a lot of things to do. Maybe it's the opposite. You've lost that connection of what was important to you in the past. Your work, your meaning, your identity. That can create a sense of loneliness. Any of us who've been through that and have that kind of a loss can experience that. And if that's your case, the one thing intentional solution for you is to get active. Stay active physically, emotionally, mentally, learn some things, connect with others, get into a group, get in things in church, get in things in the community, find some hobbies and outlets and things that you can do to connect with other people in a service perspective. There's a third that I see, and this is the overlap between loneliness and depression. And many of the characteristics do have an overlap between loneliness and, of course, a sustained loneliness over time can start to create those feelings of depression and can create those issues. But if your loneliness is because you're feeling depressed, and even though you're not alone, just like you heard a caller and you hear others today who will say, hey, I feel lonely when I'm with other people, the solution is to get some help. You need to talk to someone because loneliness is a lack of, as Michelle said, it's a lack of connection and closeness. You feel unfulfilled and disconnected, where depression is a mental health condition, something that really needs to get some further treatment. And so even in that case, I would say to you, if you're depressed, you need to serve others. You need to stay active. You need to healthy. You need to continue growing your faith intentionally. But there is a point where you say, I got to get some help. There's help available. And because there's such an overlap with loneliness and depression, sometimes that takes a little bit of discernment to understand. But in the process, to really see that he loves us and he cares for us. All right. I got a lot more that I want to share with you on this, but I want to get to the calls. Love to have you join in. We're just asking the simple question to be practical. What's one thing you do? What's one thing you're learning? One thing you do that helps you deal with loneliness? 888-888-1717. Sandy in Michigan, how are you today?
Oh boy, I'm fine. And do I ever know this topic?
So, what have you learned through this?
Lean into God. I don't care where you're at with your relationship with Him, lean into Him. When you've got something that comes on you that you can't handle, there's a simple prayer. Off me and up to you, Father. And His name is Yahweh. So I say, off me and up to you. Lean into Him.
So prayer. How do you do that? What are some specific ways you do really lean into God and your relationship with Him?
First of all, when you are that lonely, you can't really reach out. It just seems like it's so hard sometimes. So when you're so lonely, like, it gets confusing where to start. Yeah. And you start with Him, and He'll give you the courage. Like, you don't have courage. And He says, you know, you ask and you'll receive. Ask it.
Yeah.
You know, give me the courage to reach out. Give me the courage. Lead me to where I can find out what I need to do here. And you do have to do your part. Here's what I've discovered, that when you turn this over to God, just lean into Him on every aspect of your life. Like I said, it doesn't matter where you're at with your relationship with Him. He'll take you just how you are today.
Yeah.
And you give it to Him and you say, I can't take this no more. Whether it's like I've had, my daughter was murdered. My mom mm-hmm. and parents are all passed away. A lot of loved ones have died. They're younger than me, and I'm 73. And out of all of that, my advice is this. Do your part. Don't stay stuck there.
Yeah, because it's easy to do that, Sandy. And I'm so sorry for your losses because, you know, losses are cumulative. And I think one of the things we recognize, one of the things we want to make sure we get across today is that the things we talk about with loneliness, these are really practical things you can do. But there's a time where you say, you know, I'm doing these things, I'm trusting God, and I'm sharing with Him. And, I'm, you know, one of the things we need to do is say, God, reveal to me through your Holy Spirit, are the things that I'm doing because you've laid them on my heart enough, or do I need to get some additional insight? Do I need to go see that counselor, that medical doctor, that counselor, or get some help to understand and have discernment with those things? Because there is such an overlap between these things. We all have loneliness. I mean, we've all experienced it. It can be transient. It can come and it can go. That's one of the signs that maybe, hey, it's a situational kind of a deal. I tend to be lonely in these situations, but not in these situations. Okay, I can learn about that. But sometimes it becomes pervasive and it becomes a part of feeling hopeless. And at those points, that's when we really need to say, God, I need your help and direction, and saying, hey, who can I get involved in my life to help me at this next level? All right, one thing that's helped you with loneliness in your life. Thank you, Sandy. 888-888-1717. John is also in Michigan. Hey, John, how you doing?
Very good. How about you, Randy?
Good. What's helped you with loneliness?
What helped me with loneliness is Samaritan First, volunteering for them.
Yeah. What did you do? What kind of volunteering work did you do for SP?
For the last 4 years, I've been doing hurricane relief, and today I'm on my way doing tornado relief.
Oh, well, yeah, there's been in the Midwest. You're in the Michigan. You're calling what, from the Detroit area?
I'm calling from Frankenmuth area, but I'm going to Three Rivers right now.
Okay, because there were some terrible, terrible storms that came through that area, and even loss of life. And so what kind of things will you be doing with Samaritan's Purse over there?
There's many different things, cleaning up debris, cutting down a lot of trees, and moving a lot of wood, tearing apart houses, dry out if it's wet inside, tarping on top of the roof. You know what's so amazing about Samaritan Purse? Doesn't matter the age, they have something for you to do.
Yeah, exactly. They're a great, great organization. Hey, let me ask you, what difference has it made to spend your time volunteering, helping other people? How's that helped you?
It helped me immensely. My wife passed away in 2019, of 41 and a half years of marriage. Between my family and my 8 grandchildren and friends and family and church members, that's the only thing that got me through it. And also the Word of God every day.
Amen.
And I still keep the communication with them.
That's great. Well, let me just put in a plug. Samaritan's Purse is a great organization. You may not know, John, but my daughter and my son-in-law are involved with Samaritan's Purse. And my son-in-law is a helicopter pilot for Samaritan's Purse in West Africa. And he's director of aviation for Samaritan's Purse in West Africa. And so it's a great, great group of people and a real heart for God. And I'm glad that you're able to be part of that and service in the Three Rivers areas. And I hope it goes well for you.
Appreciate that. God bless everybody.
Amen. Drive safely. You know what, John, just he hit the point here. I was saying, if you're feeling kind of stuck, and he said it. His spouse passed away in 2019. I can't imagine. My wife and I have been married a lot of years, more than you, John. And, you know, I don't want to get too revealing, but I would, frankly, I'd rather go to heaven first. Because that loss would be just difficult for me. I just know my personality. But John gave the solution here. Part of it is just saying, I'm going to get outside of myself, and I'm going to start giving and connecting with other people. And so as we look at these three points of loneliness, one is because, you know, I'm lonely because I have to do everything. You're a young parent, perhaps, and you're just overloaded. Hey, you need some support for yourself. If you're feeling kind of overwhelmed and stuck, maybe as a result of a loss, John just said it. Hey, get outside yourself and find a place of service. There's many places you can do that. Or maybe you're feeling depressed. And if that's the case, hey, there's a point where you need to say, hey, this is more of a mental health issue. Got some chemistry things going on in my brain. That's okay. We got characters in the Bible that struggled with depression as well. And they didn't have the opportunity to get some of the help available that God makes available to us today. And that doesn't negate that it starts with God, but God also wants us to get and to make available the kinds of things available to us today. So I encourage that. Okay, quick break, and we'll be back. One thing that's helped you with loneliness, what is it? 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Here's a guy who was in kind of a comfortable place in life, serving in the palace of the king, and he asked one question in chapter 1 about his home country and what was going on back there. And as a result of that one question being answered, that presented the needs of his people, the broken down walls and the burned gates and the disarray of his people and the discouragement of his people, that one question that he asked and he got answered, changed his whole life. In verse 4, it says, after he heard these things, he sat down and he wept and he mourned for many days and was fasting and praying before the God of heaven. Finding a need, here's the thing, finding a need requires you and me to be inquisitive about what's going on in life. We've got to understand the times in which we live and what's going on in the world around us. And that particular question changed the entire life of Nehemiah.
Listen, we have a very helpful resource, many of them at our website. That particular excerpt is from a lesson that's in our member exclusive portion of our website for those, for you who are supporting the ministry, praying for us and being a part in a financial way every month. Thank you for that. We appreciate it. But we have many, many helpful resources up there for everybody at theintentionallife.com. Would you come and be a part of this journey? Help us reach more people for Christ. We live in an upside down, crazy world. Turn the news on. You don't have to listen for more than 10 minutes. We got financial issues going on in the country, stock market concerns. We've got, of course, this war that's raging in Iran. We need to be praying for our military and for those in service and pray for our leaders. I think about what the Bible teaches. Isn't it interesting that my wife and I were talking about the whole world, every camera in the world focused on this little place of Israel in the Middle East, that my wife and I have been privileged to be there multiple times. But anyway, to pray for everybody and the innocents that are involved and all the things, that there would be safety and that ultimately God would be, I don't know in what ways, but that God's will would be clear and that in the process, people would come to know him. And that's our desire. So, but in the midst of all of this, listen, I believe with every fiber of my being, with everything going on in the world today, the single most effective, powerful, life-changing approach to life is to be intentional in Jesus Christ. It begins by knowing him personally, and if you don't know him, you ain't going to get there on your own. It's by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. No pats on the back. Nothing we can do. You can't be intentional enough to get into heaven. You can't give enough. You can't be good enough. You can't be pretty enough or whatever. It's his gift to us. But from that, the scripture goes on that next verse to say, but we're a masterpiece made for good works. We're here to live our lives intentionally for him. If we love him, it says, if you love me, Jesus said, you're going to follow what the word says. Not because he just wants to have a rule keeper. It's because he knows that when we're intentional in following him, our lives are better and he gets the glory. And that's why we teach what we teach. Today, we're talking about loneliness. Hey, listen, we live in a fallen world. We've got a lot of issues that get on our heart and mind. It's not a lack of being spiritual enough. Some of you are very spiritual and love God, and you still struggle with loneliness. I think of some characters in the Bible that got themselves into a pit because of being lonely or depressed and whatever. And these were, you know, the ones that God said, let's put in the scripture, tell you the story. And so it's okay. But today's a day to say, hey, I want to be more intentional. Because with 60% of adults in the U.S. reporting feeling lonely, I would expect that would carry over to maybe many of you all listening today as well. But we're here to help. You can join us. One thing that's made a difference to you when you're feeling lonely, 888-888-1717.
Hello, this is Jerry, and I'm in Tucson, Arizona. In reference to the loneliness topic, I'm a 55-year-old guy, married for 5 years now, but for many years, I was a single guy, lived by myself, and in God's perfect timing, he brought me an incredible wife, whom I'm very happily married to now, and just sharing a wonderful God-centered life with her. But the point about loneliness is, what I did was I just immersed myself in Jesus Christ. And you can imagine, you know, what that looks like. Daily prayer, daily relationship with him. And that is really what made me feel not very lonely at all, to be honest with you. Immersing myself in Jesus Christ in every way, shape, and form. That I could do that through prayer, through a relationship with him, through watching good, wholesome, Christ-centered programs on TV, maybe going to a Christian concert when one came in. Just everything Jesus Christ. That just all but abolished any kind of loneliness that I had. I never really suffered from loneliness, and I know and I believe that it was because of that, immersing myself in Jesus Christ.
There you go. Thank you, Jerry. My goodness, that we are here to encourage you. You're not alone. We think about community being connected. I hope you feel connected with us. We're right here. I'm live in the studio today. We love you. We want the best for you. We're all in this journey of life together, and we're going to make it as we follow him intentionally every day. Susie is in Arizona.
Hello.
Hi, Susie. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing well, thank God. How are you?
Terrific. Tell me about, it says here that you made some changes in your life to deal with loneliness. What happened or what's going on?
Well, life as I knew it all went away. I buried my mom and my dad and my husband in an 18-month time frame, and my girls turned 6 and 7 at the time. And I can't even describe the depths of lonely. Yeah. And I could be in a room full of people and be completely alone. And so for a while, I was trying to explain, but there is no explaining to people who don't understand.
Yeah.
And so changing the top, where my energy, I mean, I'm a solo. There's a difference between joint custody and solo parenting.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to make that. Yeah. I feel like somebody needs to hear that
loud
and clear.
Right.
But I had to forgive a lot of people who said, oh, I know how you feel. So every day I have choices. What are the top five? Where is my energy going between, you know, my spirituality, raising my girls, and things like that? Because I was draining myself on trying to explain, but there's no explaining the depths of becoming an orphan and then a widow. And I never want to be a victim of my circumstance. God ordains the chosen. There is a reason. Although my earthly body and heart hurts, I'm moving my girls and I towards salvation. So where do I give my energy to?
And how do you do that? It says you rearranged your top priorities. What are your top priorities now? If you're just, it says five, what are your top five priorities when you get up in the day?
Giving my girls a spiritual journey with me. We start with prayer. We end with prayer. They are serving in their way, you know, that they can now, you know, at mm-hmm. church and things like that. So that's a non-negotiable. Of course, I've shifted a little bit as far as career choices and things like that. I'm actually building a business so I can be front and center with them,
okay.
Versus, you know, trying to, you know, do the grind and the, you know, and work and squeezing my girls in. Every day is take your daughter to work day when you have your own business.
Right.
Finding and recognizing how I feel around certain people and things, and some people that have agitated my inner frustrations and mm-hmm. things like that, they don't get my time and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I went on a hunger strike, not intentional hunger strike, but I dropped a lot of weight really quickly. So I do take, I have to be healthy for my girls,
right?
Not to the point, like my mom had a lot of complications with diabetes and I could easily work myself into an eating disorder because I don't want to be diabetic and things like that. But growing, gardening with my girls and things like that, and being still, just be still.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because we can get, go ahead.
Really scheduling that still time.
Yeah.
Because if you don't,
what happens is life just has a way of just overtaking you. And Susie, you laid about, I think they were all there. You're talking about your health. You talked about people in your life. By the way, I would say not everybody deserves to be in your life. Now, every person deserves to be prayed for and encouraged and loved, but sometimes you have to have an expiration date. If there's people who are bringing you down, you got to consider that as well. Spending time, reorganizing your career, your time so you can be with your family, and with the girls, raising the girls, and setting those kind of top priorities. I think that's an important thing. If you're feeling lonely today, we bring it down to one thing because there's so many overwhelming thoughts that we have when we're experiencing something like loneliness. So it comes down to the question, what one thing, and here's how I want to close the show today. What one thing, if you were to do it for the next 30 days, would make the single biggest difference in this on this topic in your life? I don't know. What would it be? Is it prayer? Is it going for a walk? Is it getting back into that small group? Is it talking to a counselor? But what one thing could you make as a priority? You're going to have other things too, probably. But one thing that you say, for that month, I'm going to make sure this is a top priority in my life. Go do that. You do it for God's glory and for your benefit. We'd love to know what it is so we can pray for you. Tell you what we're going to do here. We've wrapped up the show today, but we're going to stay right here right now and record for tomorrow so we can air the show. And so if you have a story to tell us, here's one thing you're doing to deal with loneliness in your life. I want to hear it. People need to hear it. And we're going to do it together, but I can't do it without you. So give me a call right now, 888-888-1717. I'm Dr. Randy for Intentional Living. It's a ministry of Intentional Life Media. We'll see you tomorrow.